Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second, the second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Ogden. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Ogden. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third, the center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Grant. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Blue reaches second base with a double. Brannan goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Maynisch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Ogden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is one for one in the game, with a single. McNeely bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant has McNeely trapped. He fires to second, with Sewell covering, who tags McNeely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is one for one in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Grant moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Lind reaches third base with a triple. Grant scores. Jameson scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Langford hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Langford moves to second. Lefty Stewart now pitching. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. Langford moves to third. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schuldt. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Schuldt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schuldt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuldt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schuldt hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill now catching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Langford moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Langford scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-2, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schuldt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-2 in the game. Brannan takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brannon moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brannon scores. Maynish moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Summa. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult strikes out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. 2 outs. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. McNeely hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. Sturdy moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Strelecki now pitching. George Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-4 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.